Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 20, which is the book of Psalms. And the objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Psalms. You're going to be able to identify to whom the book of Psalms was written. You'll be able to state the purpose for the book of Psalms. You're going to be able to write from memory the key verse of the book of Psalms and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Psalms. Now, as an introduction, all the Psalms are written by King David with the exception of the following. Asaph wrote Psalm 50, 73, and 83. Haman wrote Psalm 88. Ethan, Psalm 89. Solomon, Psalm 127. Moses, Psalm 90. Hezekiah, Psalms 120, 121, 123, 125, 126, 128 through 130, 132, 134. And then an unknown author wrote Psalms 1, 10, 33, 43, 66, 67, 71, 9:11 through verse 94, 96 through verse 100, 102, 104, 106, 107, 111 through 119, 135, 136, 137, Psalm 146 through 150. To whom is written? Israel, but the book has been used for devotion, prayer, and praise by believers throughout the centuries. The purpose of the Psalms was known as the hymn book of Israel. The book Psalms means songs to the accompaniment of a string instrument. It is the prayer and praise book of the Bible. The key verse is found in Psalms 95, verse 1, and the life and ministry principle are this: prayer, praise, intercession, and confession are all a part of true worship. And now for the main characters. There are several people mentioned in Psalms, either in the psalm itself or in the title of the psalm. We have Abimelech, Achish, which is 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 through 15, Absalom, 1 Samuel 13, Ahimelech, 1 Samuel 22, starting in verse 9, Aram, Naraham, Armenians of the northwest Mesopotamia, Aram, Zobath, Armenians of central Syria, Asaph, Levite family of singers, 2 Chronicles 5:12, Bathsheba, 2 Samuel 2, Cush the Benjamite, Shemal, 2 Samuel 16:5, Doeg the Edomite, 1 Samuel 22, starting at verse 9, Ethan the Ezraite, a wise man in Solomon's time, that's in 1 Kings 4:31. Heman, the Azarhite, the Zevite family of singers, that's 2 Chronicles 5. Jeduhun, chief musician in the temple, and that's in 1 Chronicles 16, starting at verse 41. Korah, the Levite head of the temple musicians, and that's 1 Chronicles 6:22. Nathan, the prophet of God, 2 Samuel 12, verse 1. And the sons of Korah, musical Levite family, which are 1 Chronicles, starting at chapter 6, and the Ziphites, 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 19. Now, as far as the outline, it's difficult to outline the book of Psalms as each chapter focuses on a different subject matter, and many of the Psalms have titles which either tell the occasion when the Psalm was written or the purpose of the psalm. Some of the psalms were not given titles, so we can only speculate as to when and why they were written. The Harvest Time International Institute course titled Creative Bible Study Methods provides a special study form for outlining each chapter in Psalms. The general outline of this book consists of five major divisions. So part one is Psalms 1 through 41, and the number of psalms there are 41. In the summary content, it concerns man, his state of blessedness, his fall and recovery. The key word is man, and the final doxology is 41 verse 13. Part number two of Psalms is 42 through 72. The number of Psalms here are 31. The summary of the content is Israel, her ruin, her Redeemer. The key word is deliverance, and the final doxology is found in 42, chapter 18 through 19. Part number three is Psalms 73 through 89, and the number of psalms here are 17. The summary of the content are the sanctuary and looking forward to its establishment. The key word here is sanctuary, and the final doxology is found in 89, verse 52. Part four, Psalms 90 through 106. The number of psalms here are 17. The summary of content, the earth, the blessing needed, anticipated, and enjoyed. The key words are unrest, wandering, which describes a believer's position in the present world. And the final doxology is chapter 106, verse 48. In part number five, we have Psalms 107 through 150. And the number of psalms here are 44. The summary of content, the word of God. The key words are word of God. And the final doxology is found in Psalms 150, starting at verse 6. That's it for this outline. Go ahead and go to your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.